This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 16th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Temperatures remain comfortable in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with clear skies offering a pleasant night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, a front of eight countries issues a joint statement against Israel, claiming it threatens Trump's efforts to end the war. This comes from Walla just 46 minutes ago. Also, earlier today, Jared Kushner met with Hamas and plans to meet Netanyahu to finalize a Gaza deal as Washington grows impatient. This report comes from Ynet. Also this hour, eight Arab and Muslim countries expressed opposition to Israel's stance on Trump's Gaza plan, suggesting a threat to Netanyahu's leadership. Mariv reported this 3 hours ago. Separately, Pope Leo XIV called for an end to violence against Palestinians in the West Bank, urging international action towards a two-state solution. This is from the Times of Israel, an hour ago. And finally, several Arab and Islamic countries condemned Israel's rejection of the Board of Peace's Gaza plan, accusing it of derailing Trump's peace efforts. The Jerusalem Post reported this an hour ago. Let's hear what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a journalist, shared details just minutes ago from a rare meeting. Senior Hamas officials assured Jared Kushner of their commitment to disarmament. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Hamas requested the U.S.-backed Board of Peace to pressure Israel into accepting a Gaza peace plan, following Kushner's meeting with their leader in Egypt. And from open-source intelligence analyst OSINT6113, posting just now, President Erdogan stated that the Mecca agreement could potentially include Egypt alongside Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the eight-country front against Israel. Walla reports that nations like Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia are condemning Israel's rejection of a peace proposal. They argue this stance could jeopardize President Trump's efforts to mediate peace. Such a collective opposition might challenge Israel's diplomatic relations in the region. Turning to the meeting between Jared Kushner and Hamas. Ynet reveals that Kushner seeks immediate steps on Israeli withdrawals and reconstruction. However, Netanyahu remains firm on Hamas's complete disarmament. This meeting underscores the urgency from Washington as pressure mounts to achieve tangible progress. Meanwhile, Pope Leo XIV's call to end violence in the West Bank comes amid rising settler attacks. According to the Times of Israel, the Pope's comments highlight international concern over the ongoing conflict. This appeal for action might influence international diplomacy towards a two-state solution. On the economic front, first, new appointments at Inram Group. Mariv Business reports that Yoav Lavi has been appointed CFO, and Ido Shafir will take over as CEO of Etong. These changes are part of Inram's strategy to strengthen its management team. Separately, the U.S. is preparing to draw a line in the global AI race with China. Tech reports that Washington is warning countries against participating in both U.S. and Chinese AI initiatives. This development could impact global tech collaborations. And finally, Israel's inflation rate has fallen to 1.5%. Globes reports that the consumer price index rose by 0.3% in July, aligning with market expectations. This decline in inflation is seen as a positive economic indicator for Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.